From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say that they have made an arrest in connection with Friday's rush hour bomb attack on a London subway train. Authorities say the 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday morning. Dover is a major ferry port for travel between Britain and France. A police statement called the arrest significant. Earlier Saturday, London Transport Authority said that they have reopened the Parsons Green station, where the bomb on a train partially detonated. Britain has raised its terror threat level after the attack claimed by the Islamic State. Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical.
The Islamic State said an improvised explosive device was used at the subway station. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. U.S. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
In the meantime, the NATO Secretary General said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat to an international peace and security which demands a global response. This is VOA News. The 20-year mission of the U.S. space agency Cassini spacecraft has come to an end. Launched in 1997, Cassini's trip to Saturn took 7 years, and Friday, the spacecraft came to a fiery conclusion in the atmosphere above the planet. During its 13 years of observing the ring planet, Cassini discovered oceans on two of Saturn's mini moons. Space agency scientists expect to go back to the planet to learn whether life has or does exist. The Turkish prime minister has warned Friday that the Iraqi Kurdish plan to hold an independence referendum was a grave mistake. The Iraqi Kurdistan regional president has called for the referendum on September 25th in a semi-autonomous area. Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state since August 25th, when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12 people. Since then, aid groups have struggled with an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even deaths. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed of their exit combined with the scale of this latest crisis is unprecedented. Protests in the U.S. state of St. Louis, Missouri, sparked by the acquittal of a white police officer charged with murder and the death of a black man, escalated into acts of vandalism Friday night. Police say 23 people were arrested, 9 police were injured in skirmishes with protesters. Jason Stockley is a former St. Louis police officer and had been charged with the fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith after a car chase in December of 2011. Prosecutors allege Stockley planted a gun on Smith's body. They said the gun had only Stockley's DNA on it. The mayor has released a statement urging compassion despite differing opinions on the acquittal and the acquittal process. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for their annual UN meetings in New York, where President Donald Trump will make his debut on the UN stage. Mr. Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, previewing what may be discussed.
The president will express support for Secretary General Guterres's reform efforts. The United Nations, of course, holds tremendous potential to realize its founding ideals, but only if it's run more efficiently and effectively.
I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.